This is an executive summary of commercial real estate investing through REITs, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Commercial real estate, CRE, income-producing property like office buildings, warehouses, shopping centers, apartment complexes, and hotels, has historically been the domain of institutions and high-net-worth investors, requiring large amounts of capital and hands-on management. REITs change that. By pooling investor capital to own portfolios of commercial property, REITs make CRE accessible to investors who lack the capital, expertise, or desire for direct deals, offering low minimums, liquidity, for traded REITs, diversification, and professional management, with no direct management burden. This guide explains what counts as commercial real estate, why access CRE through REITs, the major sectors, office, industrial, retail, and more. Minimums and accessibility, and how REITs compare to private CRE deals. Note that this is educational information, not investment advice. REIT suitability depends on your situation, so consult your advisor and verify current market conditions, which change over time. For a wider view of how REIT vehicles open up commercial property to individual investors, see our Private REIT Pillar Guide, which maps the traded, non-traded, and private options side by side. Commercial real estate. CRE, refers broadly to income-producing property, real estate held to generate rental income and/or appreciation, as opposed to an owner-occupied home. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.